Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 690. The topic is nutrition, and the title is Do Cooking Methods Matter? Recently, I sent a nutrition program to a new client, and they asked in regards to whether they should boil their meats or whether they can fry them or slow cook them or what was the cooking method. And they brought up the idea that they were afraid that certain cooking methods would ruin the micronutrients, the vitamins and minerals within the food, and that they might not be able to get as much healthy effect out of their food as possible. Now, is this a good question? Yes. Does this question matter? No. And in general, the reason why is because people screw up a shitload of more things that are important than the cooking method of your food. The fact that you even eat food is sometimes what most people mess up. The fact, like, they undereat during the day, they overeat at night, they skip meals, they, you know, eat shit food, like fast food, grilled food, I mean deep fried food, sorry, not grilled food, but they just eat like garbage food, like pizza, ice cream, potatoes, drink a bottle of wine at night. Like, I mean, there's just so many things people mess up. It's unbelievable compared to whether they have the right cooking method or not. So is it a good question? Yes. Does that question matter for most people? No. But as we usually do, let's go through and answer it. And then I'll still tell you that it doesn't matter. But I want you to know why. Why do I tell everybody this? Is because I could tell you every little nuance of nutrition that matters and never really put it into significance, like kind of like ranking order of what's most important. I could make you go crazy trying to chase after all these perfections in nutrition, sell a billion books, billion programs, all this stuff. But it's a complete waste of time if you're not doing the basics. So rather than trying to make a bunch of money, rather than trying to confuse everybody, which the internet and everybody else does, let's talk about what matters most. Let's put these kind of small details into the bigger context to know what we should really be paying attention to. If somebody has enough bandwidth to be paying attention to cooking methods, in the sense that whatever would be the most technically perfect thing in the world, they're actually going to take their time, effort, energy, knowledge to make that happen. They most likely, 99% of the time, need to take that time, energy, and knowledge and put it towards bigger, important things. So, a little quick story. When I was in my undergraduate in college, I did experiment with different cooking methods because at the time I wanted to know the same thing. I wanted to know how I felt. Did I feel better when I ate foods that were boiled? Did I feel better when I ate foods that were fried? Did I feel better when I ate foods that were grilled? And I started kind of playing around with this, and by doing so, I kept my diet the exact same in regards to the foods that I was buying, but I tried to prepare them in different ways and see if there was a difference. At one stage, this led to me eating boiled chicken, which if you've ever just boiled a plain chicken breast in water and then tried to eat it, you now know why this was a stupid, stupid idea for me to do this. But it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. You just throw a plain chicken breast in water, boil it, take it out, try to cut it up, and eat it. It's disgusting. It even hurts your teeth. It's so disgusting. Grr. So, I was eating boiled chicken breasts, and I was eating frozen vegetables that I did heat up. So I bought them frozen, but I didn't eat them frozen. And I would just squirt some hot sauce on it because I didn't want a ton of calories. And that was supposed to be a diet that I was trying to lose weight. Now, I combined that with running a mile every day. I'm not naturally a runner, so running a mile is horrible to me. It's very good and effective at fat loss because my body hates it so damn bad. It's very inefficient at it, so that works great for fat loss. So I also would lift weights. At that time, I was probably lifting weights every day of the week, maybe missing one day a week. So it was boiled chicken, vegetables, running a mile, and lifting weights. And I went from 220 pounds down to 190. That sounds successful. I lost 30 pounds. But guess what? I looked like absolute shit. I looked worse at 30 pounds lighter. And I felt horrible. What I ended up doing was dieting off mostly muscle mass. And my composition, my body composition, didn't change much. So when I lost 30 pounds, I didn't look leaner. I didn't look like I kept all of the muscle and dropped 30 pounds of fat, and all of a sudden you could see six-pack abs and veins everywhere. I look like the same damn person, just 30 pounds lighter. So I went from a pear to a pear, just a 30-pound lighter pear, meaning that's what my body shape looked like. I didn't change my body shape. People do this all the time. They diet incorrectly, they take calories away, and they do a bunch of cardio. This number on the scale goes down. They feel like shit, they look like shit, they're not any stronger, they don't have any muscle definition. The reason why is because you're dieting off as much muscle as you are body fat. You're doing it incorrectly. Eating less and doing cardio does not make you look good. Does it make the number on the scale go down? Yes. What is your real goal? Is your real goal to make the number on the scale go down or to look good naked? It's to look good naked. That's what we all want. You can say it however you want to say it. I can, you know, I want to be healthy. Ah, bullshit. You want to be healthy and you want to look good naked. So we all want peak body composition, which means we have good muscle tissue, good muscle shape to us, and we want to be lean. Eating less and less and less and doing cardio, cardio, cardio does not get you that. It does not. I don't have a clue why that is like an ingrained thing that people are born with in their head. Is let me eat less, let me do cardio to look good. Stupid. Absolutely stupid. It does not work. So, that was an example of something that if I was looking at just the scale, that would have been a pretty big victory, 30 pounds off. But what really mattered was how did I look? I didn't look any better. And I didn't feel better. So I didn't get to take advantage of what would be like a healthy moment. I didn't feel healthy. I felt tired all the time. I felt miserable. I felt like I wanted to eat a bunch of crap that I was telling myself I couldn't eat, which would have been totally fine to eat if I had controlled my calories, controlled my protein and carb and fat balance. If I control my meal timing, you can have a huge variety of foods if you eat the foods correctly. So that was my experience. I went through and I did boiled food. I then went to grilled food, which tasted like, oh my God, it tasted like heaven compared to eating boiled food. And then I fried food in a frying pan. And I found that that was just so much faster and easier than trying to grill everything, then clean the grill and do all this other shit. And then I didn't try deep-frying food because deep-fried food is disgusting, in my opinion. So what we want to look at is, does the way we cook the food matter? Does it matter if I boil the food? Does it matter if I bake the food? Does it matter if I grill it, fry it, deep-fry it? Deep-fry, yeah, not very healthy. Cooking something in bubbling, boiling fats is probably not a great idea. So what we're really looking to do when we think of how do we cook our food is how can I cook the food with the least amount of additive calories? So if I'm cooking the food in boiling oil, the fats in the oil is going to get into my food, and it's going to cause my food to be higher calories than just the food that I want alone. If I bake food, that's pretty good, because typically you don't have to add any oil, you don't have to do anything amazing like in terms of like adding a bunch of extra calories to it, so baking food is fine. Grilling food is okay, and even cutting up meats and frying it in a frying pan. I mean, like, yeah, so just frying pan on the stove, just spray it like with cooking spray, just spray the pan, and then you just fry up the food. Totally fine. Those are totally fine. Nothing wrong with them cooking methods. You do not have to boil your food at all for that to be the most effective. It's not that baking is best or grilling is best or, you know, frying in a frying pan is best. All of those options are okay. They don't really add a lot of extra calories to the food. Now, in general, how long should I cook the food? If it takes you forever to cook the food, like people, like say, I don't know the recipe for it, but like if you cooked green beans till they were like freaking mush, there's not going to be a lot of micronutrients in there in terms of quality. So you are going to just, like, the heat is going to break down a lot of the micronutrients and break it down to mush. So typically, the faster the cooking method is usually better at kind of, like, maintaining micronutrient quality. Is this even a really big deal? No, it's not. It's not. It's not. It's not. If you want to cook your food slow, because that's best for you, and it'll allow you to get your food in on time, Great, cook it slow. It's more important that you eat than how you eat. It's more important to get meal timing right, to get calorie count right, to get your protein, carbs, and fat balance right. Those are the things that matter more than how we cook our food. Now, is how we cook our food a good question? Yes, because in order to get my calories right, I'm going to have to cook the food to eat it. In order to get my protein amount right, I'm going to have to cook the food to eat it. So yes, it's a great question, but what's most important is, can you do it in a sustainable way that matches your lifestyle? Can you prepare your food in a way that's sustainable, that you can become consistent with? That is the most important factor. So you can bake food, you can grill food, you can fry it, you can eat it fresh, frozen, canned. None of that stuff really matters that much, as long as you're eating the food correctly based on the bigger, more important factors. Calories, meal timing, balance between fats, carbs, and proteins. And can you do it in a sustainable way? If you're taking 3 hours every day to cook food, that is not going to be sustainable. You're not going to be able to keep that up. So learning how to prepare foods faster is most commonly a very helpful thing. And that's going to be things like just kind of cutting up meat. Like when I get home, I have one of my major meals I have most days is I bought microwavable jasmine rice because it just microwaves in 90 seconds. I then have a steak, which I'll cut up in scissors, throw into a frying pan with spray oil on it. That cooks up in less than 10 minutes. I microwave the rice for 90 seconds while I clean off the frying pan, like in the sink. All of a sudden, I have my meal. I have steak, rice, pour a little bit of avocado oil on there. Frying pan's already clean. Spatula's already clean. Boom. Eat the food. Then all I got to do is clean the plate, clean the fork, and I'm done. Very quick, very easy meal. So another quick meal I have is a lunch meat sandwich. I talked about this before. I toast a bagel in the toaster. I pull out a package of lunch meat. When the bagel's done, I put on some hot sauce because it makes me drink more fluids. I throw the meat onto the bagel, smush it all together, walk out the door and eat it. Takes you less than 2 minutes to make that sandwich. So it's more important that we find sustainable ways to prepare foods. Ways that we can keep for the rest of our life. So we can keep healthy habits for the rest of our life. Rather than worrying about the way we cook food. So it's a great question. So the person who asked the question, thank you for asking it. I'm not saying it was a bad question. I'm just saying make sure we keep in context the answers. We want to make sure that what we're doing is sustainable and we're paying attention to the big factors. So if you want to learn more about what the most important things are, what matters most in a diet, that was podcast number 41. So way back when, in podcast 41, titled Diet Right, What Matters Most, we talk about the components of a healthy diet and what's the most impactful components to focus on. So if you can't find the link for that, just shoot us an email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. I'll send you the direct link if you want to listen to that. It's a very helpful resource. If you're going to put your energy, make sure you're putting it in the right place. Okay, so hopefully that was helpful. It's good to kind of get these questions. I love questions from the listeners or from clients. And I want to try to just provide this podcast as a way for everybody to get help. So my clients specifically, I want to make sure you can get your answers, get your questions answered and get them answered well. That's what this podcast is for. It's a service to you. So thank you for checking in with this. Thank you for listening. So hopefully all of my clients feel like all of their needs are met, and the podcast is one of the ways we can meet those needs. For anybody listening in who is not a client, I hope these podcasts help you on your own journey and that it helps you organize your nutrition and your training as best as possible. So thank you to the patrons of the podcast, people who financially donate to the podcast so you can keep make this possible. And thank you for everybody who listens in. It's awesome and exciting to see, you know, people are enjoying this and using this information. And I thank you, everybody, for your support. So cool. Okay. If you like this podcast, please share it with family and friends. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on our social media channels of Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And like this, if you have any questions, please let us know. This podcast is for you. So tell us what you want to know, and we'll make a podcast about it. And you can let us know at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful. And thank you for listening.